Well, only a few generations ago, you stopped listening to those who channel the power of the sun and the supernatural powers of the old world. Because you no longer listen to us and have forgotten our lessons, our world is changing very fast. Too fast. But with love, we raise our voices to you now, before it's too late. And we pray you will hear it and remember. The world is in danger of falling and breaking into pieces because you no longer live the way your ancestors did. You take too much, far more than you need. Some of you have great treasures, while many of you are hungry, sick, and alone, and forced to suffer hardships every day. In the days of your ancestors, we all lived together, and the bountiful world provided enough for everyone. But today, your selfishness and fear lead to great wars and destruction. Humanity is lost and insane. But it does not have to be this way. You can change, and in doing so, once again have abundance and find peace. Listen closely now, humans, to the voices which you have forgotten. The forest connects the sky and the land. We trees sing to the ocean, and together we breathe deeply and exhale clouds up into the sky. We pray to the heavens, and heaven blesses us with power to pull down the rain from the clouds. The rain makes lakes and rivers that run from the mountains a long, long way to the sea. In this way, the ocean, the rivers, the lakes, the clouds, and the forest are all as one. So are all the animals and birds, and everything that grows from the land, and everything that lives in the ocean. Everything is woven together like a great cedar tapestry. If you pull apart one piece, it affects the whole. Remember what the prince learned from the 5 tribes under the sea. You cannot live without them. The salmon spend their lifetime in the ocean, becoming strong, getting ready for only one thing, to swim up the same river into which they were born. Along the way, they feed every hungry soul. They all eat until they are full, and still the salmon fill our rivers until they, too, are full. After they have laid their eggs, they begin to fade very quickly. Before they die, we sing to them and promise to keep their eggs safe. With love in their hearts, the salmon give their bodies to us. Our roots are in the river, too, and we feast upon their carcasses and take their power, which they took from the ocean, and give it to all the other trees through our roots. We need the flowers, berries, and medicines, and all those that grow from the earth and reach for the sun. We feed the flowers, berries, and medicines, and all those that grow from the earth and reach for the sun. The deer eat the leaves and brush that were fed by the salmon. The wolves eat the deer. The berries are eaten by the bears and the birds. They all live amongst the trees and drink from our streams and creeks. The rivers are the house for the salmon eggs. We feed them as their parents fed the forest. It has been this way since the beginning. The powers of heaven and ocean move all around us, in the water, the air, the land, and the animals. The animals tell stories, and the birds sing. Beautiful spirits begin to appear, and they dance amongst us. The world was full of singing, dancing, storytelling, and gifting. This was the never-ending potlatch of the great cedar tapestry. Humans were given to us by the stars in order to witness this grand magical potlatch. But humans are very fragile. You are the guests at our feast, and so we will take care of you. Therefore, we gave ourselves to your ancestors, who are also you, and it is our way to always provide for others. The salmon and animals became food. Trees became houses and fire. Our bark became clothing, rope, and baskets for gathering berries, cockles, clams, and medicine. They made canoes to travel great distances on the water. Your ancestors learned to pull together so that many could do what only a few could not. Who taught them how to do these things? We sent them guardian spirits to guide them and teach them how to sing, dance, carve, paint, weave, and to heal. The guardian spirits taught them how to take only what they need and how to honor it all so that everything comes back again the next year. Humans do not have long memories, and so you are meant to reenact these ancient powers through ceremonies and potlatches. This is how your ancestors remembered our laws. But humans do not potlatch as they once did. You no longer hear our songs nor our stories. You no longer learn from the guardian spirits. You have forgotten everything we have taught you. Now, humans only learn from other humans. You take too much, too fast. When you clear-cut the forests, you are tugging at the great cedar tapestry. When you do not honor the salmon who has given itself to you, you are tugging on the great cedar tapestry. With so few trees left and so few salmon returning, we are too weak to pull down enough rain, and the salmon cannot bring their eggs to us. You are tugging at the warps and wefts of the great cedar tapestry. It is very close to falling apart completely. You cannot live without the forest, rivers, and salmon, and we need you to make everything right again. Already we are falling ill. If we are destroyed, you are destroyed, and there will be no one left to bring us back again. Our roots go deep, our branches reach high. We hold each other up, and we are strongest when we stand together. Will you not stand with us? Together as one heart, we can pull down the rain and fill the rivers with water and salmon once again. We can share power with each other, and everyone can become strong. We can potlatch together and fill this one heart with love and bring peace and abundance to the world of which you are a part. Or will you continue to walk down the path of darkness, hardship, and insanity? Will you tear apart the great cedar tapestry, or will you mend what you have broken? Only you can save us, and by saving us, save yourselves.